Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. And so what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is close your eyes and breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe in nice and deep and slow in through your nose, focus all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in. Slowly pay attention to that air at the tip of your nose, inside your nasal passage, all the way as it travels down to your lungs, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then as you exhale through your mouth, focus all your attention on the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. So breathing nice and deep and slow in through the nose and out through the mouth. With every breath, notice all the changes in your body with each inhalation and each exhalation. Also, as you exhale, just imagine blowing away any tension, tightness, sadness, frustration, overwhelm. Blow it away as if that negative energy is leaving your body and you can see it in some sort of colored shape or form. Exhale and breathe out, letting your shoulders drop down. Let your tummy relax, your hands loosen, your jaw release. Letting your whole body with every exhalation just relax a little more each time. Nice, long, slow, deep breath in and out. Good. And allow yourself to stay focused on your breath, but also to bring your awareness to the points of contact between the furniture and your body and the floor. Noticing 5 toes on each foot in contact with your shoes and the floor. How the floor feels under your heels, under the ball of your feet. How the furniture feels under your legs, under your arms, on your back. Coming back to your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow. Just taking a few moments to pay attention to your breath, your body, the furniture, the floor. So continuing to focus on your breath, focus on the points of contact while I explain the exercise to you. So this exercise is a mindfulness acceptance exercise, a mindfulness and acceptance of thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, behavioral urges, becoming aware of all the things that influence our existence in any moment. This exercise can be challenging at first, and you may notice from time to time your mind wandering or judgments in your mind. It's important to not let the wandering mind or the judging mind stand in the way of practicing this exercise. It'll get easier over time. And with time, you'll discover no matter how bad the internal experience seems, it neither lasts forever, nor can it do you any harm. It's important to realize this exercise is not necessarily designed to make you feel different, better, relaxed, or calm, however this may happen. The idea instead is to bring awareness, acceptance, compassion to any sensation, any emotion, any thought, any urge that may arise. It's all about learning to stay with our internal experience, to stay with our worries, our fears, our judgments, to stay with our strong emotions, any urges we have, to stay with any somatic sensations we may experience, regardless of how overwhelming, distressing it may seem. The goal is to bring compassion, acceptance, and awareness to whatever your experience. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill, to strengthen this skill, so that you can use it anywhere, at any point in your life. There's no right or wrong way to practice. The important thing is to just simply commit to doing this exercise daily or every second day on your path to full awareness, acceptance, and compassion. When you're initially practicing this exercise, it's usually good to find a quiet space where you won't be disturbed. It's usually also recommended that you find a spot where you're less likely to fall asleep. Perhaps a chair slightly reclined. Somewhere you won't be disturbed, where you're less likely to fall asleep. So just taking a moment to again connect with your breath, ground into this moment. Become back, bring your mind back to the moment you're in, not where your mind wandered off to, either the next moment or the last moment. Connect with your breath and come into the moment you're in. Stay with the inhalation, the exhalation, noticing the points of contact with curiosity and surprise between your body, the furniture, and the floor. Bring your attention to the slow rise and fall of your chest. The breath is like ocean waves. Your breath is always there. It's always with you. You can always follow your breath whenever you need to ground into the moment. Come back to the moment you're in versus where your mind wandered off to. Focusing on each inhalation, each exhalation. Notice the changing patterns of the breath, one breath to the next, in your chest, in your ribs, in your tummy. You needn't try and change the breath, just let the breath flow naturally all on its own. Take a few moments to really notice all the sensations that accompany your breath. Bring an attitude of gentle allowing to the experience of breathing, allowing it to be whatever it is, not trying to force it into a particular rate, a particular depth, just noticing the breath, noticing the natural rise and fall, the natural rhythm, the natural flow all on its own. Let the breath and the experience of breathing be what it is, without needing it to be other than it is. And throughout this experience, you can come back to your breath whenever you need a reprieve. When the emotions get too intense, you can simply return to the natural rhythm and flow of the breath, absorbing into the breath, not trying to force it to be other than it is, just noticing. That is the essence of acceptance and awareness. And whatever you're doing, it's natural for the mind to wander away. This is simply what the mind does. Wandering away to other things you have to do, daydreams, recent worries, troubles, projected challenges, whatever they may be. When you notice your mind has wandered, you can just gently congratulate yourself for noticing, but then come back to your breath. Come back to the moment you're in, not where your mind tries to pull you to. Coming back to the breath, to the inhalation, all the way in, the tip of the nose, inside the nasal passage, all the way down to the lungs, noticing how you feel it in your chest, exhaling and letting go. Notice the sense of release you feel. Notice the rhythm, the movement, the temperature. Notice the points of contact between your body, the furniture, and the floor. Come back to the breath whenever you need to. Notice the moment-to-moment change. So what I'd like you to do now is bring to mind a recent situation that was distressing for you, bothersome, disturbing. Bring it back to mind. Try as best you can to remember what you were feeling. What were the emotions that you were feeling in the moment? There may be many. Try to name them and notice what was the most intense. Notice too how you experience that emotion in your body. Was there a clenching sensation? Was there a wild, chaotic sensation? Did it feel like an intense pressure, a squeezing, a blockage in any part of your body? Was there heat? And where did you feel it the most? Notice how you experienced that emotion in your body, how you somatized that emotion. Notice too what you were thinking. What were you thinking about you? About the other person, about the situation, about the future, about the past, about the implications. What were you believing? What beliefs were tormenting you? What did you want most desperately? You had a magic wand and you could get anything or do anything. What did you want most desperately? How did you envision that would help? What did you do or want to do most intensely? Then and later. If he were observing you, what would you have noticed? What were you seeing from inside out? And as you stand aside and observe you, allow some compassion, allow some acceptance to flow from you to the you that you're watching. Compassion for the distress. The same compassion you would show someone else if the roles were reversed. Not judging, not scorning, just compassion for the experience as it is, whether you want it, whether you like it, whether you think it's desirable, right or wrong, just compassion. Acceptance for what it is in that moment, regardless of what you want it to be. Try to make it into happening. Wish it to be. Just compassion and acceptance for what it is. And in this moment, there's no need to fix it, to change it, to make it different than it is. Allow it to be your experience in that moment exactly as it is. Like it, want it, resist it, repulsion, whatever it may be. Just allow it to be exactly what it is. Bring a quality of kindness to it, moment to moment. Notice the bodily sensations. Notice the feelings, the intensity, the depth, the size of the emotion. Don't try to hold on to them or make them go away or change. Just open your heart to them. Make room for the discomfort. Allow it to be there. How much space does it need to take up? Can it fill your entire body at a deep cellular level? Can it fill the entire room, an entire building, an entire city block? Just let it take up the space it needs. Notice how much space it needs. Notice how deep the emotion is. Notice the color, the intensity, the veracity. Just let it be there. Feel it in your body. Notice it, observe it. Let it take up space. Welcome it. Allow it to be there. And as you do, the sensations in your body, the intensity of the emotion may change from moment to moment. Sometimes it grows stronger, sometimes it weakens. Sometimes it stays the same. It doesn't really matter if or how it changes. Just connect with the discomfort, connect with the sensations. And imagine breathing deep into your body where the epicenter is. Breathe deep into it. Make space for it. Remember, the purpose of the exercise is to not feel better, but to get better at feeling. To get better at being with the sensations, the emotions as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. You may notice your mind trying to judge, good or bad, right or wrong, valid or invalid, proportionate or disproportionate. You may notice your mind judging. This is what the mind does. But come back to this sensation, come back to the emotion as it is, not as your mind judges it to be. This is simply labels your mind is putting on, categorizations, evaluations, judgments. Come back to the experience as it is, not as your mind evaluates it to be. If you notice you're having difficulty focusing on the emotion and the sensation, simply come back to your breath, come back to the points of contact between your body and the floor, ground into this experience as it is in this moment, leaving the next or the last behind. Direct your attention on or into the discomfort. No matter how bad it seems, look at it. Are you willing to stay with the emotion? The discomfort, whatever it is. Are you willing to just be with it, not trying to control it, fix it, force it, make it otherwise? Stay with the physical sensations, whatever they may be. Notice them. Notice as they change. Notice the mind trying to evaluate the sensations, getting worse. Horrific. Unmanageable, can't handle. Notice the evaluations. Come back to the breath. Notice the urges. And allow a gentle kindness to come with the urge. The urge to yell, the urge to scream, the urge to run, the urge to fight, the urge to cry. Stay with the urges. Just notice, don't evaluate, don't judge. Notice the thoughts. Notice the words in the thoughts, the letters in the words. Be present with your experience as it is. Stay with it all. Make room for it. If you notice yourself tensing up or resisting, pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge this. And make space for this as well. Must these feelings, thoughts, beliefs, urges, somatic experiences be your enemy? Must you eradicate them? Can you have it? Can you notice it? Can you allow it to be? Can you just take a moment to be compassionate with yourself for whatever your experience is, without trying to force it to be different than it is? Just bringing in mind an image of you standing somewhere that's pleasing to you, perhaps in a field, on a beach, on a mountaintop, wherever is pleasing and comforting. Arms and legs spread wide. And you're opening yourself up to the experience as it is, not as you want it to be, not as you're resisting, not as you're fighting, not as you're repulsed, it is, but just as it is. Make room for it, have it, own it, let it be. And as you see this image of you embracing it, whatever it is, just quietly repeat to yourself, let me experience what it is. Let me feel what there is to be felt, because it is my experience now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to be felt, because it's my experience now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to be felt, because it's my experience now. And as you repeat that quietly to yourself over and over again, feel yourself, see the image of you, get bolder, more courageous in opening yourself up to the experience as it is, not as you'd like it to be. And as you stand there, opening up, embracing the experience, noticing the sensations, the emotions, the thoughts, the urges, come and go, changing, whatever they be, feel yourself and notice yourself opening up. Because in the act of opening up, accepting, being understanding for whatever your experience is in that moment, whether you like it or want it, whether you feel the urge to change it, repulsed by it, just let yourself notice it. Because in that moment, whatever pain you're experiencing, emotional or physical, by accepting it as it is, you're eliminating resistance. When you eliminate resistance, you avoid suffering. Pain times resistance leads to suffering. So when you open up, when you embrace the pain as it is, not as you'd like it to be, you undermine, you eliminate the resistance, and thus avoid the suffering. Suffering is optional. Staying with the pain, compassionate, aware, accepting, we avoid suffering, we eliminate resistance. Stay with the pain as long as it pulls your attention, as long as it's present, gripping, overwhelming. Stay with it. Make room for it. Let it be there. Watch it. Observe it. No judgments, no forced changes. And you'll notice interesting things. You'll get better at experiencing emotion. And when we get better at experiencing the emotion as it is, we naturally get better. However, this is not the objective. It just happens all on its own. This exercise is about getting better at feeling, not getting better, not feeling better. To get better at feeling, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're experiencing in your body, whatever urges, but to not necessarily change them. This may or may not happen. So taking a few moments, thinking back on that experience, noticing how much you were fighting, judging, resisting. Notice the suffering. The suffering that's optional. In that moment, imagine yourself, arms spread wide, legs spread wide, open to the experience, as uncomfortable, distressing, or overwhelming as it was. Just noticing the emotion. In your mind, noticing, there's embarrassment. There's shame. There's judgment. Notice it. Notice the pain. Notice the struggle. Notice the judgment. Imagine yourself in that situation, just opening to it, as uncomfortable as it was. Allowing it to be there. Allowing it to take up space. Coming back to your breath. Coming back to grounding into this moment. Aware of the contact between your body and the furniture. Just taking a few moments to come back to your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, all the way down, exhaling and letting go. Noticing your feet in the floor, the furniture underneath you. Come back to this moment. Come back to your breath. Each breath. And with each breath, notice the resistance drop. Good. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.